Thank you, Dr. McCarty. Today I'll be talking about some research we've been doing down in South Florida on post-emergence tropical signalgrass. A tropical signalgrass is a warm season perennial, produces stolons, has an angle of branches that resembles a signal flag. Fruits during the warm months, distributed from South Carolina to Texas to Florida. The reason we're interested in this weed is it's difficult to control post-emergence, and in the state of Florida, MSMA takes 3 to 4 applications. However, MSMA is no longer an option in the state of Florida. Once controlled, however, most pre-emergent herbicides do control it from seed. Previous research we did in the spring of 2013 showed that we had increased control with Tribute Total and Exonerate with 2 applications. Over the long term, a use of a pre-emerge herbicide helped with these and control with extended control of the tropical signalgrass. We've also noted in research that spot treatments of Tribute Total we see where we need at least 4 to 5 applications to control to achieve excellent control of the tropical signalgrass. And we've seen this also whether it's been a spring treatment or a fall treatment with the spot applications of Tribute Total. Here's our site back in the spring of 2013. This is on a golf course driving range in Naples, Florida. Again, heavily infested. So the objective of this study was to evaluate various post-emergence herbicides for tropical signalgrass control. While the previous research in 2013 was done in the spring was done in Naples, we moved to a golf course in North Fort Myers, Florida. It's a golf course fairway heavily infested with tropical signalgrass. Here's an example of the pressure we had. All of the ratings are done with counts and converted to percent control. Applications for the fall study began on September 23rd, 2013. And this past spring, we initiated one on April the 1st. So I'll be going over these trials. Standard design, randomized complete block, 1.5 by 1.5 meter plots, treatment supplied, CO2 backpack player, sprayer at 40 gallons per acre. First study we did, we had a total, I think, of 7 studies we did down there. I'm just going to be looking at about 4 or 5 of them. They're real short and sweet, but we'll go over the data. The first one, we had Exonerate twice at 5 ounces. Exonerate is 7.25 ounces twice. A single application of Exonerate at 10 ounces one time. Exonerate at 14.5 ounces one time. And then a combination of Exonerate plus Tribute Total at 3.2 ounces twice. And then Tribute Total along at 3.2 ounces twice. In addition, all treatments receive MSO, and then all plots received a spectacle application at 9 ounces to the acre on October 21st. At this time, I'd like to go into the results for this first trial. On our x-axis, we have our treatments as well as days after treatment. And on our y-axis, we have percent control. 56 days, 84 days, 112 days here. This is back in January. Again, excellent control, greater than 85% from all treatments except for the Exonerate 5 ounces twice. Then we move into 259 days. This is early June. This is the end of July. This is October the 21st. We see that 393 days after that September 23rd application, all treatments are providing greater than 6% control. I think this is phenomenal for a weed as tough as tropical signalgrass, with the exception of the 5 ounces of Exonerate twice. Again, that's noted that as 393 days after treatment. Here's our picture. This is October the 7th. This is roughly 21 days after our initial application. This is January 13th plot pictures. Again, you can see the tropical signalgrass outside the plot area. Here's the Exonerate 10 ounces one time, January 13th. Here's our tribute total twice on January 13th. Then looking at October 21st of this year, just a couple of weeks ago, here's the exonerate plus tribute total 3.2 ounces twice. Again, clean plot. Here's tropical sedum grass outside the plot area. Same example, 10 ounces of exonerate one time, tropical signal grass, and then tribute total 3.2 ounces twice. Again, a little on the edge, but for the most part, in this particular rep is a fairly clean plot. Next study we did was kind of a timing study with tribute total. Again, we've noticed the reason we did this one was, well, it has a total of 6.4 ounces use rate. But we've noticed with spot treatments, it takes 4 to 5 applications to do that, but we were wanting to do broadcast applications, so we took the 6.4 and did it twice, 3 times, dividing it, and 4 times dividing it with and without ammonium sulfate. And here's the respective dates it was applied on. Again, this trial also received spectacle at 9 ounces to the acre. So, again, grass set up the same way. This is in late January. 112 days, again, excellent control, greater than 85% from all treatments. However, when we get out to, you know, late June, July, we're falling off a little bit, but again, 60% control from tribute total twice here, with and without ammonium sulfate, doesn't seem to be an issue at this point. But again, this is 393 days after treatment. Again, I think for the most part, without reapplications other than the treatments that went out in the fall of 2013, I think that's pretty good control. You know, what would have happened if we would have made reapps come the following spring? Again, here's a tribute total, 1.6 ounces 4 times in January, and here's 1.6 ounces 4 times with the ammonium sulfate. So this is with ammonium sulfate, without ammonium sulfate. Here's the plot area. Again, very clean plots. With the tropical sedum grass outside the plot area. And here is our October, this is the tribute total 4 times again. This is the 1.6 ounces without ammonium sulfate, and here it is with ammonium sulfate again. Not complete plots, but compared to untreated areas outside the plot areas, again, it is offering some control with those reduced rates and number of apps. Another treatment we looked at, this is another trial we did, combined Dismiss South. We did Dismiss South twice at 7.2. We did Dismiss South 7.2 plus tribute total, Dismiss South plus exonerate at the respective rates, along with a three-way mixture of Dismiss South, tribute total, and exonerate. So, I guess you know what you're going to see here. Again, this plot, this area was also treated with 9 ounces of spectacle. And again, 112 days after treatment, with the exception of Dismiss South, all treatments providing greater than 90% control. That's in January. We move out 393 days, or June and July, and then October. Again, all treatments, combinations providing greater than 90% control, 393 days after initial treatment, 2 apps in the fall, with the exception of Dismiss South by itself. Again, overview, this was January 13th. This is the Dismiss South on January 13th, 7.2. Dismiss South plus exonerate, and then this is Dismiss South plus tribute total. And here's the plots of Dismiss South plus exonerate on October 21st, and this is the Dismiss South plus tribute total on October 21st. Again, providing good control, 83 days after treatment. The last study we did was a trial we did back in, this trial was actually first done in spring of 2013, so I repeated it in the fall of 2013, and I'd be honest with you, we didn't get very good results with this from the spring application. Again, same timing, Revolver 26 ounces twice, Celsius 2 times at the high rate of 4.9, and Revolver 26 plus Celsius 2 times. Again, same MSO added. These also had ammonium sulfate added at 1.5 pounds to the acre, and spectacles applied to these plots too on October 21st. So with this, again, you know, I was surprised with this. What I had seen before, we didn't see this good of control in the spring. Matter of fact, it was minimum. The 56 days, we're getting, 90% from Revolver and Revolver plus Celsius. 112 days, we're getting greater than 80% from all three treatments, Revolver, Celsius, and Revolver plus Celsius. Then we move out to, 259 days after treatment again. Celsius is falling a little behind here, around 60% control. That's early June. However, the Revolver and Revolver plus Celsius still providing 80, 90% control. And then 393 days, October 21st, again, greater than 80% control from the Revolver and the Revolver plus Celsius. Just to give you perspective here, this is our spring application. This is 60 days after treatment. This is where those plots rated down in Naples. This is 56 days after treatment from the fall applications. Again, a lot better control at respective dates after treatment from a spring application versus a fall application of those compounds. And the same is being said about the 106 days and the fall 112 days. This is back in January. This is 106 days after a spring treatment. Again, Revolver here is 26 ounces fall, and then this is Revolver 6, that's in the spring. Again, 56 versus 60 days. Revolver, 26 ounces January, Celsius, January. Again, same thing. There's our October 21st stuff. This is Revolver two times 26 days. This is the 393 day. And this is Revolver plus Celsius two times, and then Celsius by itself two times. Again, not complete control, not as good as Revolver and Revolver plus Celsius, but better than the untreated outside the plot area. Last study we looked at was we did spring applications. All the treatments did look good in the fall. I said, well, we're going to redo them again in the spring. So right now, this trial just went out April 1st with a re-app on April 14th, with spectacle being applied April 14th. With these treatments, 2 at 9 ounces, all treatments receive MSO. Here's where we're at 34 days after treatment. Again, similar to what we saw down in Naples, a lot of treatments providing good. Here's our Celsius and Dismiss South. Again, that's kind of similar to what we saw down in Naples, but again, we're having good control right now. This is 69 days after treatment. Combinations of exonerate plus exonerate plus Revolver, exonerate Celsius, and exonerate plus Dismiss are providing excellent control at this time. And then it's 188 days. This is early October. This is where things have fallen down to from the spring application, with the exception of the exonerate plus Revolver, exonerate plus Celsius, and exonerate plus Dismiss South. Again, that's 188 days. We'll see how that carries out. That trial is still ongoing. Again, here's a picture of the treatments. Here's the October 6th. This is a tribute total twice in the spring. Here's exonerate 7.25 twice. Exonerate plus Revolver. Here's the exonerate plus Dismiss South. October 6th, 188 days. Conclusion. Fall treatment applications are performing better than spring treatment applications. Two-way combinations of Dismiss South, exonerate, or tribute total offer increased efficacy compared to when applied alone by themselves. And single application of exonerate applied in the fall appeared to be standalone treatments, not combined with anything, to provide good control as well. Future research explore reduced rates and timings of tribute total and exonerate, as well as Dismiss South and Revolver, and continue to screen new and existing herbicides for improved tropical signal grass control. At this time, I'd like to take any questions or...
We better hold up on questions.